You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
11 players on one side, 11 players on the other side. A big piece of grass, a couple of goals and one ball. The aim of the game is to score the most goals in those big looking holes guarded by glove trolls. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals. He shoots, he scores, goal. Scoring the goals.
Hello and welcome to the League Podcast with William Hill, Alex Dunn and Pete Ferry standing by in the studio. Hello, Pete.
Hello. Hello.
I'll put your mic up. Hang on. Hello, Pete.
Hello.
That's a great start, isn't
it? Yeah, quality broadcasting.
Are you all right?
I've got a small cough and cold which has developed in the last 24 hours.
Nice.
I banged my head in a cupboard.
Yes.
trying to retrieve a coffee grounds machine, which is the most middle class way of injuring yourself.
Very, yeah.
And there's no championship this weekend. So no. All in all, it's not the best time, but some good bets still to be found. I mean, League One and League Two are still amazing places for value. I mean, you look at Owl's Naps table this season, he's flying. You look at Gav, he's also there. And it's I couldn't help myself there, sorry. there's so much good value in these two leagues. And these two TV games are fascinating.
Yeah, we've got League One and League Two. Gav and Al still doing those. Don't worry. Pete hasn't usurped them.
No.
But Pete is looking at the two televised games on Sunday, and we'll start in League One with Scunthorpe against Bradford. This one coming up at 12:30. And Scunthorpe are 29-20 in the betting. Bradford are 19-10. And the draw is 9-4. Coming into this then, you've got a Scunthorpe side who sits in fifth. But haven't been in fantastic form of late. Bradford in fourth and have been in pretty good form. They've still only lost five games all season, Bradford. The reason that they're not flying high at the top of the table, the very top of the table, is because they are the draw specialists of the league. Almost half their games have ended in draws. 18 of the 39 so far. Could the draw be another play here?
I don't think so. It's a fair point to make about their draws, but three wins from five, this isn't being about pro Bradford, who are a good side. This is about being anti-Scunthorpe. Their collapse has been borderline spectacular. It really has been. Excuse me. All kinds of rumours of unrest behind the scenes. They've won just once in the league since the 28th of January. It's been an absolute nightmare for them. And a big problem they've got is that they keep blowing it. They keep getting into positive positions and blowing it. So you look at since that 3-2 victory over Port Vale, where it looked like they were going to fly out of the league. They took the lead against Southend and lost. They took the lead against Gillingham, lost comfortably in the end 3-2. They took the lead against Oxford at the weekend. What did they do, Alex?
Lost.
They lost. In that period, they took the lead against Sheffield United, drew. So the first market I went to was one I've not really spoken about for a long time, but that was Bradford to come from behind and win or draw at 9-2. Now, with the amount of draws they've got in their pocket, that straight away looks like a decent play anyway, but 9-2 for Bradford to come from behind and win or draw looked really good to me. But there is no cogent argument for me that pushes you towards Scunthorpe. One win since the 28th of January. I mean, if theoretically they're playing Chesterfield or Coventry, although Coventry got a good result against Port Vale midweek, if they're playing those teams, you kind of go, okay, maybe. But Bradford are a really good side who just don't lose. So when I'm looking at the outright prices here, and the traders have got Bradford at 19-10, that's borderline offensive. Isn't it? To Bradford, really. I think that's really, really harsh on Bradford, who are a good side. Plus a goal, they're 4-9. So with the amount of draws, 4-9, that's landed in over 50%. Well, well over 50% just for the draw. Just under 50% for the draw. So that 4-9 looks really, really good. In terms of goal scorers, well, one man who's joined, excuse me, and done very well since he's got there is former Carlisle man Charlie Wyke. Now, it's no surprise that Carlisle now struggle to score goals. They've barely scored recently, have they, Carlisle? But there is no doubt to me that this guy is absolutely the play. Six goals in 10 league games. Six goals in 10 league games since arriving at Bradford. He got a brace against Swindon, scored against the MK Dons recently, a brace against Bolton. He's just got the goals to spare at the moment. So 6-4 anytime, Charlie Wyke is brilliant. And if you like the come from behind and win or draw, then you obviously have to like the both teams to score here, which I do actually think is quite a good play at 10-11. But look at Wyke at 6-4. Look at Bradford plus a goal or the draw no bet, which is odds against, which both look brilliant value. And look at the come from behind and win or draw for Bradford at 9-2. Scunny, keep blowing it.
Bradford then getting the nod in the televised League One contest on Sunday. The televised League Two contest is Doncaster against Plymouth. This one coming up at 2:45. Doncaster, top of the table, Plymouth in second. Whichever way you spin it, they're both going to be in League One next year. Doncaster got a 6-point cushion just on Plymouth, and Plymouth have got an 11-point cushion on currently fourth place Stevenage. This is, of course, recorded prior to Saturday's games. This is on Thursday, is it, Pete?
Yes, it's currently Thursday, yes.
Yes. So there is a chance for some teams to close, but they won't really be putting much pressure on either side. And both sides have been fantastic this season and thoroughly deserve to go up. Doncaster, the best side in the league, 4-5. Tempting? Not for me, because I think 17-5 on Plymouth is absolutely huge.
It's big, but only in regards to getting what I like to call your insurance bet. So the draw no bet Plymouth, for example, at 9-4. The plus a goal might be worth consideration at 19-20. How many home games have Doncaster Rovers lost in League Two this year, Alex?
Less than two.
Less than one.
Ooh.
They've not lost
really?
At home all season, Doncaster Rovers, in the league. They are
that is true. Confirmed. I've just checked.
There you go. Thank you.
I genuinely seem to remember. Maybe it was in a cup or maybe it was away.
They might
let me
be
down once, I remember, and I haven't trusted them massively since.
Football League Trophy, they were beaten on penalties by Blackpool, beaten on penalties by Port Vale, drew with Wickham in the league, but obviously that's a draw, so that doesn't count. Lost to Forest in the League Cup.
It might just been a draw that let me down.
Yeah, but unbeaten
anyway,
at home
unbeaten,
this season.
Confirmed, yes.
This is a battle for the title, as you quite rightly said. I think if Donny win this, then not only are they almost definitely up 16 points clear with, you know, I think 18 or 19 to go, isn't it? But the point is that still, there's no way, no way. 18 or 19, hang on, that maths is terrible, isn't it? There'll be seven more games, 21.
On 19. Let's just throw in a non-multiple of three there.
Yeah, on 19.
On 19, maybe 20. Get one of those bonus
points. Get us a prime number in there. Get us a prime number in there. I stopped there because I thought that math is too bad to let pass. Anyway, look, the point is that Donny are unbeaten at home this season. And Plymouth away from home, they've not been winning a huge amount, actually. If you're being completely honest, Plymouth away from home have only won four times on their travels since mid-November.
Mm.
So there is that as well. Now, when you're looking at how Plymouth have got on at some of the other leagues, big boys, you've got to bear that in mind. They lost to Carlisle when Carlisle were one of the better teams in the league. They've been to Leighton Orient, only kidding. they obviously had that great game against Yeovil, and they've still got Donny, still got Portsmouth to go to. They've still got some tough old games. But I just would side with Donny here. I think 4-5 for first against second is always a little bit worrying. But I still think it's backable knowing that Donny don't lose at home. Now, the draw is there at 13-5. Plymouth have drawn a fair few recently. But I'm going to stick with Donny here. John Marquise is another man you should be sticking with as well. He's been in great goal scoring form this season. He is numero uno in League 2. 23 league goals this season. He's got himself 6 goals in his last 10. He looks in such good form, John Marquise. He's 10-11 any time. And of course, Liam Mandeville, the youngster who's come through, has had a really good season as well. He's 13-8 any time. On the other side of it, you know, there's some really good players in that Plymouth side, and they are going to be a League One side next season, no question about that. But I, if I'm offered at this stage of the season, even first versus second on TV, the last place I would go is Plymouth on the outright. I might look at plus a goal, but the one thing I wouldn't look at is a Doncaster Rovers loss. I'm going to stick with a Donny win here at 4-5. Just wanted to note as well, by the way, both teams to score was actually 10-11 earlier on. It's now 8-11, so a bit of move already. Plymouth do score away from home. I mean, they've scored in, I think, all but two away games this season. So if you are looking for a Donny win, maybe that extra value comes from Donny and both teams to score, which is 11-4.
Okay. I will allow you, Pete Farries, a nap.
Thank you.
From these two games. Because Gav will have one, Al will have one, and I know that you're trying to catch Al, although he's doing very, very well at the head of affairs at the NAP, in the NAPS table.
3-1 last week, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. What are you going to go for?
Well, the cheeky one in me would like a double of John Marquise and Charlie Wyke. However, I'm not doing that. Because I ultimately put up what I think is the best bet. It's not about chasing people. It's about the listeners' money, ultimately. So I think what I will play is Bradford on the outrights at 19-10.
There you go. That is Pete Snapp. Here is Gav Puszczalowski on the League One action on Saturday. And then Al Ross on the League Two action on Saturday. And we will be back next week when the Championship will be back, Pete.
Yes!
It's a treat for everybody. Here's Gav.
Here are my three favourite bets for this weekend's action in League One, starting with the in-form Bolton at 21-20 to win away at Shrewsbury. Bolton, fairly recently, hadn't won a game away from home since November. Now you can't stop them. They won the last four games straight, three away from home, one at home, and they have been scoring plenty of goals. Certainly away from home, Bolton, four at Fleetwood, four at Gillingham, and four midweek live on TV away at Oxford. Also, Bolton have been scoring quite early on. The last 20 minutes, 25 minutes of the last three away games, they've scored six goals in that time span. So look at Bolton to score early. David Wheater, centre-half, and Mark Beavers, centre-half. Look at them to score any time. They've been amongst the goals away from home. So some big prices for any-time goal scorers for Bolton. Bolton looking to cement second place. They've just pulled clear of Fleetwood Town as well and looking to cement second place and pull further clear of the chasing pack. And this is a great opportunity to do so against the Shrewsbury side who are just looking to stay clear of the relegation zone. Shrewsbury's home form is good. They haven't lost at home for a while. Slightly concerned with that with Bolton, but I think this could be goals. Shrewsbury drew 0-0 at home last time out, but before that, a seven-goal thriller against Charlton. And I think this could be five or six goals here with Bolton all out attack, full of confidence. So, yes, Bolton, Knapp selection at 21-20 to win at Shrewsbury, but could be over 2.5 goals and over 3.5 goals as well. My next bet is two sides who aren't tasting many victories at the moment, not claiming 3 points. So the draw is a play between Chesterfield and Rochdale. Chesterfield at home looking to get out of the mire they're in at the bottom of the League One table. They are 10 points from safety with only 7 games left for the Spyrites. Time is against them. They've got to go all out to get points against a Rochdale side who away from home don't win many either of late. Their last 5 games away from home, Rochdale, lost 3, drawn 2. Chesterfield at home have drawn the last 2 straight. 1-1 against Shrewsbury and 3-3 against Peterborough. Sylvain Ebanks-Blake has been amongst the goals of late. And talking of 3-3s, well, that's Rochdale all over. They've drawn 3-3 against Charlton, 3-3 against Sheffield United and 3-3 against Millwall. And recently away from home, 2-2 draw against MK Dons. So this could be a high-scoring draw, over 2.5, over 3.5. But the draw, nonetheless, between Chesterfield and Rochdale at 13-5 is my play at the Proac Stadium. And my third and final bet is also the draw between Bury and Fleetwood. These teams fought out a 0-0 draw. When I tipped Fleetwood to be my Knapp selection, they were winning plenty of games at home. Bury hadn't won a point for 3 months, and Bury went there and got a 0-0 draw at Fleetwood. I don't think this will be 0-0, but I think the draw is a play at 23-10. Fleetwood look nice at 13-10, but bear in mind Fleetwood away from home, when they win, they keep a clean sheet. Clean sheet at Sheffield United and 1, clean sheet at MK Dons and 1, clean sheet at Scunthorpe and Walsall, 1. But the last games in which they've conceded away from home, they've drawn. At Charlton, they drew 1-1, they drew 1-1 at Swindon, and they drew 2-2 at Wimbledon. So Fleetwood of late, when they concede, they tend to draw, and Bury do score plenty at home, certainly with James Vaughan amongst the goals as well. So this could be a scoring draw. Look at Vaughan anytime for Bury, but still the draw I like at 23-10 between Bury and Fleetwood. So my three bets for this weekend are Bolton at 21-20 to win away at Shrewsbury. That's my Knapp selection. Look at goals. Chesterfield versus Rochdale, the draw at 13-5 and the draw at 23-10 between Bury and Fleetwood, all together just shy of 24-1.
Several interesting away sides are bigger than 2-1 and loads of home sides around the even money mark that all interest this week, and it's taken a while to whittle them down to 3. As ardent followers of this part of the pod will testify, the tricky thing here is avoiding those pesky draws. The games at Colchester, Crawley, Portsmouth, Wickham, Doncaster and in particular Barnet look like potential draw mines in this draw mine field. Here are 3 that I think are not. Firstly, and it's an easy one, Accrington. Sitting at my computer on Tuesday, wishing the match between Morecambe and Accrington was on a Saturday because it had away win written all over it. I'll be backing against Morecambe again, in fact, where Mansfield's away form not so painful that even money on them this weekend was laughably short given they've not scored on the road in 6.5 hours at football. That's another one that could end level. Instead, though, I'm going to be backing 4 Accrington, even though they did the Acker last week by only drawing at Yeovil. Just look at that match. It's not the worst result. Accrington only had 11 men on the park for the first 22 minutes, and they still got a draw. They're still unbeaten since mid-February. And last week was the only time in the last five matches they've not collected all 3 points. Likewise, the last five home games, 1-4, drawn 1, scored 12, conceded just 3. The Wham Stadium, as nobody calls it, sees Accrington's bad boys and young guns playing with freedom. You bet Accrington 19-20 to beat the Grimsby Town side, who, as mentioned last week, are back to form at home but have only scored in one of the last 6 away games. That was at a Leighton Orient side, by the way, who are in as much of a funk as you could hope for. Elsewhere in Grimsby's recent form, a 5-0 thrashing by Crewe, a 4-0 loss at Portsmouth in their last away trip, and only got a 1-1 draw with Crawley last week. This looks like a home win and an Accrington home win to nil to me. Around the same price, but rightly shorter, are Blackpool, just 1 point outside the playoffs after their own run of 4 wins in 5. They are the only team to beat Stevenage of late. They subdued a resurgent Newport 3-1 last week, and with Carlisle vulnerable to the point where visiting Crewe at 21-10 almost made it into this week's treble to beat Carlisle, Blackpool will see this as a chance to take Carlisle's playoff berth. Visiting them are Hartlepool. Now, Hartlepool were beaten at home by Wickham last weekend, but they did win at Cambridge the Tuesday before. That win at Cambridge is the only reason why I can think they're any kind of price here at all. Go and read a match report from Cambridge Hartlepool, any match report, to find out how bad Cambridge were. More on how bad Cambridge are at home in a second, but put it into perspective here. That was Hartlepool's first away win since October the 1st. They have 16 points on the road all season. 11 of those came before the 1st of October. Blackpool home and away have 16 points from the 5 games since the start of March. And add in another factor, an expected raucous atmosphere at Blackpool, where ticket prices have been slashed to £5 a head. So 7-10 seems a very decent price indeed. And so back to Cambridge for a second. Mid-table, safe. They were able to avenge that Hartlepool defeat with a win at Cheltenham last week, so that's hopefully out of their systems now. You might remember Newport's run of 1 win in 20. Well, Cambridge did beat Newport at that point. Even then, though, they had to come from 2-0 down. And that is their only home win since the 2nd of January. And even that 2nd of January win was part of Notts County's run of 10 straight league defeats. At home, Cambridge, frankly, downright awful at the moment. To put the cherry on that particular cake, you might remember I've mentioned a couple of times, they lost to Hartlepool. They may have a chance of getting something at home against a weaker side. However, it's Stevenage who are in town. Last week's nap, 3-1, who won by 3-0. One defeat in 11. That was at Blackpool, winning 9 of them. Cambridge at 5-4, Stevenage at 11-5. I do wonder sometimes where the traders are getting their prices from. So, Stevenage, 11-5. Almost the nap for a second week in a row, but with home advantage, I'm plumping for Accrington instead. Accrington, Blackpool and Stevenage, 9.6-1.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.